Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Raybon, senior editor of the Action Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Bill?
Well, we got this NFC Championship game coming up, and I want to start, we'll just start with the overall betting on the NFC and the AFC. Let's start with the AFC first, where the money is coming in, because I don't think anybody expected the Tennessee Titans to be here. They shocked the world by getting this far, and now they've got an even more monumental task in slowing down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and the bigger money is actually coming in on the Tennessee Titans. The public likes the Chiefs. 63% of the bets are on the Kansas City Chiefs. However, only 56% of the money on the Chiefs, so about a 7% difference right now. The line opened with the Chiefs favored by 7.5, and it has now dropped to 7 at most books.
So is it just because the money's coming in on the Chiefs at this point?
No, so it's coming in on the Titans.
Or coming in on the Titans, yeah. I should say. I'm sorry, yes.
Right. So, you know, I think, and we've talked about this a bunch on your show in the past, where the public tends to like to bet the favorite a little heavier, and we are seeing that again in this matchup with the 63% of bets on the Chiefs. So the books opened it at 7.5, hoping to get, you know, some people to take the Chiefs. And then, you know, when the money starts coming in on the Titans, as it did, the bigger money, you know, they'll move it back if they need to, and that's what's happened here. So right now it's a 7-point edge for the Chiefs, and then with the total that has actually risen. So you know, there are more bets on the over, 58%. It opened at 52, it's up to 53. But some of the bigger money is coming in on the under here, and I think that's probably the right call because, you know, if you look at the Titans, they've handed the ball now to Derrick Henry 30-plus times in each of the last three games. Their number one priority is going to be to keep Patrick Mahomes and that offense off the field. Now, that doesn't know. It's easier said than done. And they did play a pretty high-scoring game in the first matchup, 35-32 Titans in Week 10. But 53 points is a big number, and it's really tough for any two teams in the NFL to go over that number consistently. So we are seeing, even though 58% of the bets on the over, just 53% of the money.
I want to ask you this, because while we're dealing with the Chiefs and the Titans, and we'll get into the Packers and the 49ers coming up here momentarily, but a lot of other, now you're into the prop bets. You're into longest run by Derrick Henry, Tannehill completions, Tannehill yards, Damian Williams total rushing yards, all that kind of stuff. What's out there that if you're going to be a bettor, if you're going to say, you know what, I want to get in on some of this stuff, what's out there that you might say, you know what, this not doesn't look too bad?
I think first and foremost, Derrick Henry, you know, looking at him and, it, you know, over the second half of the season, and this was something we saw last season from the Titans as well, they've really ridden him. And his numbers are just ridiculous. The 30 carries plus in each of the last three games. So his rushing prop is around 109, 110 yards. I think that's one where it should have a pretty good shot at getting over, because the Chiefs were number 29 in schedule-adjusted run defensive efficiency this year. They gave up 188 yards to Henry in that first matchup back in Week 10. And since that point, Derrick Henry has actually run for 149 yards or more in six of the past eight games. So I think you have a pretty good shot at getting over that 110 mark. And there's also props out there where, you know, you can bet, you know, over 120 or 30 or 140, and you get some pretty good plus money odds on those as well. So those are something I would look for as well. And then for the Chiefs, I think, you know, a lot of people, recency bias comes into play. So people kind of, you know, they'll look at Travis Kelce and see the big numbers, you know, in the last game But I think, you know, some of those reception unders where you have Kelce up at 7 at some books and Tyreek Hill at 6, 6.5, Watkins at 4, you can bet the unders there because, again, I think the smart money is on the Titans attempting to limit the amount of plays that the Chiefs are able to run. So they may still be very efficient, but that doesn't necessarily mean Patrick Mahomes completes, you know, 30 passes or anything like that. So some of those reception unders for the receivers I would look at as well.
Now to the Packers and the 49ers, the money, 56% of the betting, I believe, coming in on the 49ers. The line went from 7 to 7.5 for the 49ers, giving up to the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people with residual effect from the last time these two teams met up and also thinking the Packers offense just doesn't have it. So tell me what your thoughts are.
Yeah, so this is one. It's kind of the opposite of what happened in the Titans Chiefs. The line opened at 7 here. You know, the Packers are a very public team in that the public. There's a lot of Packers fans out there. A lot of bettors love to back Aaron Rodgers and bet on the Packers. So the books opened it kind of conservatively, and more money came in again, 56% on the 49ers, and that has driven the line up a half a point. Some really big bets early on, right as soon as the line came out, actually, you know, six-figure bets came in on the 49ers. So that's why you're seeing the line at 7.5 now.
Wanted to also ask you about the prop bets because there's a lot of that going around and some of the things that I was telling you about regarding the Titans and the Chiefs. Same thing, Aaron Rodgers, total passing yards. Normally we're looking at 300, 350, down to like 238 yards or something like that, pass completions. And all the numbers for Aaron Rodgers are down, and I just keep waiting for something to happen to where maybe those numbers bust back up. Aaron Jones is getting a ton of play in this as well.
Right. So I actually have a piece up on Action Network right now, and it talks about Rodgers, and I'm actually on the unders on a bunch of his props. Rodgers, you know, he's benefited this year, I think, from Green Bay finally putting together a pretty solid defense and a very strong running game. But Rodgers himself, it's been kind of middling in terms of the accuracy, in terms of the third down conversion rate down there, 23rd in the league. So, in this matchup, San Francisco this year, only 4 of the 17 starting quarterbacks that they faced have beaten the yardage prop. So 13 of 17 have gone under, and it's just extremely tough to put big plays on the board against San Francisco. They're one of the top teams at limiting explosive plays, and they were number one in net yards per pass attempt allowed at 4.8. So I like the Rodgers unders. I think Aaron Jones will be key. And I actually wanted to ask you a question because I know you're pretty locked into this.
Sure.
Do you think Tyra Irvin sees a role this week? Because I think he would be an interesting kind of chess piece, explosive guy to maybe manufacture some offense. I know he played 7 snaps, got a couple of runs last week.
Right. I think you're going to see about the same. They'll mix him in 3, 4, 5 times maybe. I think this game you may actually see more of Jamal Williams because they have such a good front four, and you're going to need a good – he's the north-south guy. He's the guy that's going to plow forward. He's going to be the guy that busts the hole open. You may see more of Jamal Williams than I think you see of Tyler Irvin. But Irvin maybe on a couple of trick plays, a couple of direct snaps or something to that effect, or maybe a pass out of the backfield. He's been good at just being elusive, and I think at this point in time – if you feel this game even close or starting to slip away, you start to unload your playbook because at this point in time, what are you holding it back for?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think, and that kind of plays in a little bit to the Rodgers unders as well. You know, I think Green Bay is going to feel they need to commit to the run and get those 4-yard gains and not get behind the sticks because, again, not only are the Packers 23rd and third down conversion rate on offense, San Francisco's number 2 on defense. So you don't want to get in those 3rd and longs and have D Ford and you know, they got 5 sacks on Rodgers. I also think Rodgers in this matchup, I mean, he took 5 sacks in the first one. I think he'll be a little more willing to just step up in pressure and take off and get, you know, 3-4 yards on the ground if need be and make them account for him that way. So I like the over on his rushing yards prop actually. I think it's around 12.5. San Francisco has been vulnerable. Two quarterbacks that can scramble around, that's when their defense has struggled the most. So that's what I'd be looking at for the over.
Chris, always a pleasure. We'll chat again next week as we start to get ready for the Super Bowl, okay?
All right, Bill. Take care. Good luck this weekend.
Talk to you later. There you go. Chris Raybon, senior editor of the Action and Network. You can find him at Chris Raybon on Twitter, @ Chris Raybon on Twitter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.